The first three or four were not so bad, but then the cold began to seep through once more. Singh knew that if he stopped again, he would not be able to continue. The only thing to do was to grit his teeth and pretend that pain was merely an illusion that could be banished by an effort of will. Where had he seen a perfect example of that? He had covered another agonizing kilometer before he could locate it in his memory. Years ago, he had seen a century-old video of fire walking, performed in some religious ceremony on Earth. A long pit had been dug, filled with red-hot embers, and the devotees had walked quite slowly and casually from one end to the other in bare feet, showing little more concern than if they were strolling on sand. Even if it proved nothing about the power of any deity, it was an astonishing demonstration of courage and self-confidence. Surely he could do as well. It was now only too easy to imagine that he was walking on fire. Fire walking on the moon. He couldn't help laughing at the concept, and for a moment the pain almost disappeared. So mind over matter did work, at least for a few seconds. "Only 5 clicks. You're doing fine, but MIT is overtaking you. Don't relax." Relax? How Singh wished that he could. Because the biting pain in his feet had dominated all else, he had almost overlooked the increasing fatigue that was making it more and more difficult to move forward. He had abandoned jumping, and had compromised with a slow swinging stride that would have been impressive enough on Earth, but was pitiful on the moon. At 3 kilometers he was about to give up and call for the ambulance. Perhaps it was already too late to save his feet. And then, just as he felt that he was at the end of his tether, he noticed something that he would certainly have seen before had he not been concentrating all his senses on the ground immediately ahead. The far horizon was no longer a dead straight line dividing the glowing landscape from the black night of space. He was approaching the western limits of the Bay of Rainbows, and the gently rounded peaks of Promontory Laplace were rising above the curve of the moon. The sight, and the knowledge that his own efforts had lifted those mountains into view, gave Singh a final burst of strength. And now nothing else in the universe existed but the finish line. He was only a few meters from it when his tenacious opponent streaked ahead of him in an apparently effortless burst of speed.
This ends Disc 1.